This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I just love to bring the Word of God, you know. And today it is my honor and my privilege to bring you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to look first of all into John, the 14th chapter. If you've got your Bible with you, I want you to turn to John, the 14th chapter, and verse 15. Jesus, our Lord, had promised the disciples a comforter. He had promised them the Holy Spirit. This is what he says. Verse 15 of John, the 14th chapter, says, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, lawyer, comforter, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you will know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you." Watch this. He lives with you now and later will be in you. "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, also you will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. Because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." Jesus right there is preparing his disciples for the Holy Spirit. And I love that, because soon after Jesus had been crucified and he had rose again, all of the disciples, and that had grown now to 120, were all gathered in one place. Turn with me to Acts, the second chapter, and from verse 1, and this is what it says. It says, "On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place." Oh, thank you, Father. Suddenly, say suddenly, suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Beloved, look what Dr. Luke is saying here in the Acts of the Apostles. And everyone present, not some people that were present, but every single person that was present, everyone that was present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Now, from what I'm reading here, it's like, well, it didn't happen maybe straight away, immediately. For some it did, but for some it didn't. And when we think about the Holy Spirit, Most people think about the gift of tongues. Most people think about speaking in tongues. That is the badge. That is the way we can tell that we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, is if we're speaking in tongues. That's not necessarily true. I'm going to come back to this, but I want you to turn with me real quick to 1 Corinthians, the first letter to the Corinthian church, and we're going to go to chapter 12. And this is what it says. Verse 7 says this: a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. Are you seeing this? Are you getting this today? A spiritual gift is given to each of us, watch, so we can help each other. That is what these spiritual gifts are for. They are to edify the church. They are to edify each other. And here they are. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. That's wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. That's the gift of knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another one. That's a faith. And to someone else, the Spirit gives the gift of healing. There's healing right there. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and the other an ability to prophesy. There's another one right there. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or another spirit. That's a really important one, the spirit of discernment, so that when you listen to someone who is bringing the Word of God, you can tell immediately if it's coming from God or if it's coming from somewhere else, and you know where that somewhere else is. That's a really important one. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, whilst another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. But from what I read in John's Gospel, we see, or rather the Acts of the Apostles, we see Dr. Luke is mentioning right there that everyone was filled with the Spirit and each of them began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance, as the Spirit gave them this ability. You know, my father preached the gospel for 30 years, beloved. He preached the gospel for 30 years, but he felt, he was certain of this, that all of this about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, and also the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, died out with the first century Christians. I can find no evidence of that anywhere in the Bible, that it died out. So we know it didn't die out. And we know it is God's will. And my father preached this for 30 years until in 1968, or 1967 even, he went to a meeting, him and my mother. They went to this meeting, this revival meeting, down in Cornwall in southwest England. And as they were at that meeting, both of them were touched by the Holy Spirit. And it changed my father's life and my mother's life in an instant, in a second. Their lives were changed right there and then. And my father knew that he knew that all those years he'd been preaching, he had been wrong. That is amazing. And I was a witness to that. I was able to see the difference in my father and my mother. And it was like chalk and cheese. My father was a totally and utterly different man because he was filled with the glory of God and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then my dad, bless his heart, spent many years regretting what he had been preaching. But he didn't realize that already God Almighty had forgiven him. And I know all of those people that he preached to have gone on to different journeys, and I know God's hand has been upon their lives. You see, God is so powerful. And I bring this message to you today for a reason. I bring this teaching to you right now, today, for a reason. Because I believe in Jesus' mighty name that the Lord God Almighty wants to change your life now. He wants your life to be changed right now. Because you see, we are getting near, very, very near to the end times. And I know this. I could not exist. I could not do what I do. I could not be able to live the life that I live if it weren't for the Holy Spirit. I pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit right now. If you have already been baptized in the Holy Spirit and have that ability to speak in tongues, to bring prophecy, to do all of these other wonderful gifts, healing and miracles. If you have the spirit of discernment, hallelujah and glory to God, and I pray right now for you to have an infilling of that spirit so that you are filled to the very top of your head. And I pray it now. In Jesus' name, may the Ruach, may the wind of God blow on your life right now. Blow upon you now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill your beloved children with your Holy Spirit. Father, fill them like they've never been filled before, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, you are wonderful. Lord God Almighty, we magnify your holy name. And we say, Lord, we love you. The Bible tells us it is impossible for you to say Jesus is Lord unless it is with the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to say those words now out loud, wherever you are. Just say, Jesus is Lord. Say it again. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Oh Lord, you are so wonderful. And your love falls, Father. And you give us these gifts to aid us. And you give us these gifts to aid each other, to aid the ecclesia, the church, the people. And I give you the glory and the honor that is in your holy name. Just imagine this was a situation where I was able to lead you into the waters and to baptize you and immerse you in water. I've done that, you know, in the Jordan River in Israel. And it is such an honor. But this is even a greater honor. To lead you into the waters of the Holy Spirit. If you would like to be fully immersed in the Holy Spirit, if you would like to be baptized right now in the Holy Spirit and for your life to change totally and utterly, then beloved, just say yes now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory and the honor for those people who have said yes now, Father. I just want you to repeat now with me
these words. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all the sin in my life. I will follow you, Lord, for the rest of my life. Immerse me now. Baptize me now, Lord God, in your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now just begin to thank him. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. I believe right now your life is completely changing. I believe your world that was gray is now full of color. And I give the honor and the glory to our Heavenly Father for what he has done. And as the Holy Spirit gives you this ability, I believe you are going to begin to speak in tongues. Ki araba kamyo koyena makash. Koroboshro koyena makapra bayena makibash. Thank you, Jesus. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name, Lord. Fall upon us now, Father. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.